What is your typical day like these days?
Well, a typical day, my functions primarily are healing rituals, religious ceremonies. Sometimes I call or pacify the spirits. I hold incantations for new priests or priestess. I tell fortunes. At times, I do readings. I do interpretations of dreams. I also cast spells. And sometimes I do potions.
Now, when you cast spells, do people come to you with a problem and ask you to solve it, and then you develop the spell for it or the potion for it?
Most of the time, a person will find me, and they will contact me, and I have to talk to them first. It's very important that I hear their voice and speak to them in order for me to know if I can help them. Then they tell me about their situation or case. Most of the time, they're contacting me for a love matter. Once I determine if I can help them or not, then I may make a suggestion for a particular type of spell that would work or be a remedy for their situation. Keep in mind, a spell is only a prayer.
Now, who contacts you more often, a man or a woman?
I would say women probably contact me more often, but there are quite a few men, too.
Okay, so let's say in the case of a woman, she's got a love situation. Is it because she wants a person, a specific guy, to notice her, or is she already in a relationship but she's having problems with it? What's happening when they come to you?
Sure. Most of the time, it's a situation where a woman wants a particular type of man that may not have any interest in them. Okay? They will want me to spark an interest. Sometimes there may be some interest. That'll make my work easier if there is some. Sometimes there may be none at all. I can give you an example of a case that I took. It was a woman that saw a man, and she said as soon as she saw him, she knew that that was going to be her husband. And she said that she wanted him for her husband. Well, normally I don't like to even take a case like that because there's no connection.
Right, right.
But she was so determined, and she said she had a lot of faith, and she actually, she said that her mother had used voodoo to get her father. So she came from a belief system in voodoo. That was very important for me to hear that because I knew that I could work with an individual like this as opposed to someone that is testing magic or wondering, hey, does this work?
Does it work? Now, in this case, and in some cases, does the guy not even think she's alive?
Yes, that's true. In this particular case, he didn't even notice her. So what I did was the first thing she said was, look, Maria, he's going to be at this particular concert. Can you fix it so that we'll cross paths? So I did some work for that. What happened after I did the work was she found out that he sat right in front of her.
Okay, now does she have to pull a little lock of his hair and give it to you and you mix it up or anything like that?
No, because in that particular case, she didn't know the person. Let's say if you knew the person, of course I could make the potion stronger if I did have something like that.
Oh, really? Okay, so you would use something like that?
Yes, I would. And sometimes women will send it in the mail and they'll say, Maria, I just said it's for a wig sample. But of course, they will not say it's for a voodoo doll. You know.
Okay, well, now tell me, what happens, Maria? Somebody gets a little lock of hair. This woman, wants this guy to notice her, gets a lock of his hair. What do you do with it?
Well, the first thing I will do is I will ask for a photo, if they have it, so I can focus and concentrate while I'm designing the doll, while I'm making the doll
okay.
for them. Then I will weave the hair into the doll as if it was that particular person. Then I will focus on that particular prayer that that person wants. Maybe this person just wants this guy to contact her. That's what I will focus on while I'm blessing the doll.
Why is the doll so important in the ritual?
As I said before, the doll, you don't always have to use a doll, but it helps because it works as a transference of energy. Like, let's say that person has obsessive energy. That person is obsessed about this particular individual. The best thing they could do is to let go of it, of that type of energy. And sometimes letting go of it, it helps when there's an object to focus on. In this particular case, it would be the doll that represents that individual.
Okay, do you put little clothes on the doll and everything like that?
If they have any item that the person could have given them, but in most cases, I will tell you, they have nothing like this. They do not have any hair. They don't need, sometimes the only thing they have is a name.
Yeah, sometimes it's what's ever out there in the universe has got to make that connection. But in the doll case, okay, once you've got the doll, you've got the hair embedded in the doll, what do you do? Is there a certain incantation, prayer?
Yes, that's correct. There's usually is a certain chant that I will design for that particular client, and I will say, do this at this particular time for this duration of time. Sometimes they'll have to take a special bath. What that bath will do is it'll work on removing some negative energy that may be surrounding that person. And then basically they will do that incantation or at that particular time. Then they will have to report back to me if they missed a day. If they miss a day, that means something. It means there could be a delay. So the object is to get through that time and stay focused on what it is you want. After that, what people will say is, oh, my goodness, right after I burned the doll, this happened or that happened. That's when their belief, their faith gets stronger. I've had some people say, like I've even asked them before I came on the show, why did you start using voodoo? And they said, well, I tried other forms of magic, and I had some minimum success.
Right.
But it wasn't until I tried voodoo that's when I was hooked.
So burning the doll doesn't kill the individual, does it?
No. Burning the doll casts the energy out there.